Welcome to the Deep Dive. It's been a busy week here at Email Expert, getting our new member hub ready. Think over 150 videos, profiles, resources. It's almost there. Soon you'll have single login access to everything.
Sounds great. Lots going on.
Definitely. But today, our mission is different. It's inbox intel, catching you up on the critical email news we didn't get to cover on the main site this week.
Yeah, some important stuff happened.
Absolutely. We're diving into, well, the shifts in authentication, compliance, even user behavior that are really changing the game for deliverability.
Right.
So first up, let's break down this significant challenge. Microsoft's very strict enforcement of SPF, DKIM, and DMRs.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing real delivery problems, even for legitimate senders, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not entirely new, but the impact feels sharper now. Josephine Skinner over at MailKit Omnivory highlighted something fascinating.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It's about Microsoft's DNS resolution being, well, unreliable sometimes, but the key finding, a direct link between DNS TTL time to live and DKIM failures.
Really? TTL specifically?
Yeah. Like a short TTL, say 300 seconds, they saw maybe 20-30% DKIM failures.
Wow.
But bump that up to 1,800 and 6,400 seconds, which is kind of the ideal for DKIM Ts anyway, and boom, best results.
That's a huge difference.
It is. And another thing they noticed, SPF macros. They seem to make DNS records harder for Microsoft to cache effectively.
So more failures compared to just a static SPF record.
Seems like it, yeah. Higher failure rates.
Okay, that MailKit finding is really insightful. So what does this mean for, you know, the average sender hitting these problems? Is MailKit's temporary fix the way to go?
Well, it's definitely a workaround, not a root cause solution. What they're doing is treating those authentication-related bounces from Microsoft as temp fails.
It's temporary failures.
Right, and then they just retry sending after about 5 minutes, and apparently it drops their Outlook bounce rates to almost zero.
Huh. Interesting tactic.
It is, but like they said, it's a hack. So the real recommendation, increase your DNS TTLs, at least 3,600 seconds, but ideally go for that 80-6,400 for DKIM. And, you know, you could cautiously try retrying those temp fail bounces yourself, but you have to monitor things very closely. Your reputation is on the line.
Got it. Monitor closely.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears. Moving from the technical side to audience management, there's something pretty urgent happening, especially if you have UK subscribers.
Yes. TalkTalk.
Exactly. They're shutting down their free legacy email services. This could impact thousands of accounts, right?
And
your deliverability.
Absolutely will. And the deadlines are, they're tight.
Yeah.
And kind of unforgiving. Get this. July 28th, that's like this week, users lose the ability to send email.
This week. Wow. Okay.
Then September 8th, it's a full account lockout. They can't even log in.
Okay.
And the final nail, October 31st, all those non-subscribed accounts, all the data, permanently deleted, gone.
That really is a ticking time bomb for anyone holding onto those addresses.
Yeah.
So what's the direct impact listeners should brace for?
Expect a big jump in hard bounces, specifically that 550 user unknown code. The address just won't exist anymore. And inevitably, this means new spam traps cropping up from all those abandoned addresses, which is, you know, a massive red flag if you have an older email list.
Definitely. And which domains are we talking about here?
It's a whole bunch of their older ones, things like at talktalk.net, at tiscali.co.uk, at line1.net, at tinyworld.co.uk, at screaming.net, at dsl.pipex.com, at homecall.co.uk. Quite a few.
Okay, good to know the list.
Yeah.
So what's the immediate action plan? What should senders do, like, right now?
First step, audit your list, pull out everyone on those domains now.
Okay.
Then segment, separate the engaged users from the unengaged. For the engaged ones, send a last chance campaign immediately, like this week. Ask them, urge them to update their email address.
Makes sense. And the unengaged ones.
Suppress them right away. Don't risk sending to them anymore. And starting July 28th, keep a very, very close eye on your bounce reports. You need to catch issues in real time to protect your sender rep.
Crucial advice. Okay, besides those big deliverability challenges, let's quickly hit some other important updates from the compliance and security world this past week.
Sure. So on the legal side, Cash App just settled a pretty big lawsuit, $12.5 million, over spam texts. It was about unsolicited referral texts.
Right. Highlights the need for clear consent, even in referrals.
Exactly. And speaking of text, things got a bit confusing with the TCPA do not call rules. Two U.S. courts actually reached opposite conclusions on whether those rules even apply to text messages.
Oh, lovely. Uncertainty.
Yep. So for now, the best advice is just keep doing what you should be doing. Honor SWP requests immediately. Maintain your DNC list carefully. Better safe than sorry.
Always good advice. What about security?
Couple of stark reminders there. The University of Hull had nearly 200 student accounts compromised, used to send out malicious emails.
Ouch.
And separately, an aviation executive got their Microsoft 365 credentials phished, which then led to a six-figure BEC scam, business email compromise.
Wow, so the takeaway is still
the fundamentals. DMR, SBF, DKIM are critical. But also, you absolutely need strong user education on spotting phishing and robust MFA multi-factor authentication. It's layers of defense.
Layers, right. Mm-hmm. And anything from the FTC.
Yeah, they were busy too. Put out a warning about fake Amazon refund phishing texts, which, you know, is a good reminder for all of us to make sure our messages have super clear, unmistakable branding.
Yeah, quite.
And they also extended the compliance deadline for the click-to-cancel rule. That's the one requiring subscription programs to make canceling just as easy as signing up.
Right. Making it simple for users.
Yeah.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today, from deep technical fixes for Microsoft delivery to urgent list hygiene with TalkTalk, compliance twists, and security threats.
Yeah, I think the main takeaway here is pretty clear. The whole email and messaging landscape, it just keeps changing, doesn't it? Proactive management, staying on top of authentication, list cleaning, being vigilant about scams. It's not just nice to have anymore.
It's essential.
It really is. It's basically table stakes for keeping your program healthy and effective.
So here's something to think about. As the digital world keeps tightening the screws on things like sender authenticity and consumer consent, how ready is your organization? Are you just reacting? Or are you positioned to actually lead the way in building trust and ensuring deliverability?
Good question.
Hopefully this deep dive gives you some of the insights you need to do just that.